A modern explorer died earlier this month in Tucson, Arizona. A little-known man who kept his most dramatic discovery secret for 14 years in an effort to protect it. Geologist Randy Tufts was a young college student in 1974 when he and roommate Gary Tinnen found a series of massive caverns beneath the Arizona desert. The secrecy didn't last, and the caves are now known as Karchner Caverns, a mecca for Arizona tourists. NPR's Howard Berkus visited the caverns with Randy Tufts in 1999.
Randy Tufts recalled the moment of discovery after he and Gary Tinnen followed the cool, musty smell of a cave down a desert sinkhole and through a crack in the rock.
And I remember just staring intently at everything as if it might go away if I stopped. In a way, I felt like I was representing the entire human race with the responsibility of noting each feature to be able to go back and tell people about it.
They found mud without footprints, a sign no one had been there before, hanging forests of stalactites, some as thin as soda straws, and a towering limestone pillar as thick as redwood. And they noticed it was all dripping wet. The cave was still alive, the formation still forming. That's rare. Most caves open to visitors are drying and dying from the parched air that follows them in. Tufts knew it was a momentous discovery and daunting responsibility.
It is a unique status to be a living discoverer of something. I mean, Columbus is dead. We found this cave. We're still around. We can still exercise some influence over what happens to it.
Tufts and Tinnen worried about vandals breaking off stalactites for souvenirs, contaminating formations with oily hands, or scaring off a colony of nursing bats. They first kept their discovery secret, but later realized the secrecy couldn't last.
And we turned to an idea that we had thought of as somewhat heretical, namely the idea of developing it. We had to be confident that it could be developed carefully, so we did a lot of research on how to develop a cave. Gary actually went off and worked in a couple commercial caves under an alias.
They believed committed caretakers with deep pockets would control visitors and their effects on the cave. This was a difficult decision.
We left the garden, but that's what we wanted to do. We had to develop it. That was the only way to protect it.
After 14 years of secrecy, they slowly revealed their story to the family that owned the land and to state and federal officials. Quiet negotiations and secretive legislation led to $28 million in spending by the state of Arizona. The cave now has long entryways, airlocks, monitors, and misters to keep it moist. Tufts was optimistic when the cave opened 2.5 years ago.
There are going to be a lot of questions. As I said, there are going to be a lot of mistakes, be a lot of things that don't work. But with a continuing commitment, which we've experienced ourselves over now 25 years of working on it, we think miracles can happen.
Tufts was stubbornly vigilant. Shortly after a bone marrow transplant, groggy from medication, Tufts ignored doting nurses, family, and friends to tell a phoning reporter that he worried Karchner Caverns was dying. He also turned his attention to space and discovered a 500-mile-long fault line on Europa, a moon of Jupiter. He worried about that discovery, too, fearing exploratory spacecraft might someday contaminate Europa and any life forms there. Randy Tufts died April 1st, an explorer who refused to abandon the places he discovered. Howard Berkus, NPR News.